Deinem, Olua, your dominion is forevermore, ya Adonai, 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 we worship you. We worship you, O Son of God. Son of God, you are so good. You are so good, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallowed be thy name, Olua. Your dominion is forevermore. O Lord, my God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, O Lord, my God. How excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. 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 Oh Lord. Oh Lord. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. Mighty God. How excellent is your name. Oh Lord, that is why you are called Jehovah, oh, and Amaragiga, oh, that is why you are called Jehovah. What you say you will do, oh, what you say you will do, that is what you have done, Jehovah. That is why you are called Jehovah. That is why you are called. That is why you are called Jehovah. Hallelujah. Oh, that is why you are called Jehovah. What you say you will do, oh, what you say you will do. That is what you have done, Jehovah. That is why you are called Jehovah. Oh Lord, Eyini Baba, Toto Baba, Eyini Baba, Toju Baba, oh Lord, Eyini Baba, Toto Baba, Eyini Baba, Toju Baba, Lord Baba, you are the Father. Toto Baba, you are the Father. Toju Baba, Lord Baba, Eyini Baba, Toto Baba, Eyini Baba, Toju Baba, Lord Baba, you are the Father. You are the Father, Eyini Baba, Toju Baba, Lord Baba, Eyini Baba, Toto Baba, Eyini Baba, Toju Baba. Let's begin to bless the name of the Lord. Let's worship Him. Let's bless His holy name. There's no like unto Him. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Ancient of Days, the Right of Morning Star. Let us thank Him for another opportunity to be alive today, today's prayer line. Father, we bless Your holy name. Father, we adore You. There's no like unto You. You are such a great God. There's no like unto You. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords, the Ancient of Days, the Right of Morning Star, the One that was, the One that is, the One that is to come. Father, we thank You. The Bible says, unto You shall all flesh shall come. Father, we have gathered together again tonight. We thank You for the opportunity to be alive tonight in the 26th day of March 2020. Despite all what is going on around the city, You still preserve You and high. Father, we thank You. Father, we bless You. Father, we adore You. We lift You up high. There is no like unto You. And shame with dirty bread. Thank You for Your grace. Thank You for Your anointing. Thank You for Your name. That is above every other name. The Bible says at the mention of that name, every knee must bow. Thank You for giving us the guarantee that when we call upon the name of Jesus, we shall be saved. Father, we thank You. Father, we bless You. We worship You, Lord. We give You all the glory. We adore Your holy name. Thank You for beautifying our life. The Bible says a thousand shall fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but they will not come near us. Father, we say thank You. We worship You, Lord. We give You all the glory. Be Thou exalted. In Jesus' mighty name, We have prayed. Say, oh Lord, my Father, whatever I have done in my life, that want to stand against my prayer tonight, have mercy, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, whatever sin I committed when I was young, when I was old, when I am till now, any sin I've done, any sin on my body, sin on my mouth, sin of thinking irrationally, sin on with my eyes, any word, any sin I've committed, let the blood of Jesus. The Bible says there is no medicated soul that can wash away sin except the blood of Jesus. Father, use the blood to wash me tonight, cleanse me tonight, in the name of Jesus. Father, I say, and confess his sin. He says that when he is faithful and just, he will forgive us of all our iniquity. Father, he says, all our sin and conscious of the glory of God, we are here to hear tonight. We acknowledge the fact that we are sinners. Father, forgive us tonight and let your name be glorified. Any sin that wants to be a ladder against our prayer tonight, Father, forgive you, Lord. Only when that is you are, Father, forgive you, Lord. Father, forgive me every of my sins. I confess them before you. Please forgive me. Every way, in Jesus mighty name we pray. Say heaven over my prayer tonight. Open by fire in the name of Jesus. Heaven over my prayer. Open, 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 open. Declare the heaven over your prayer. Open tonight by fire in the name of Jesus. Father, heaven over my prayer. Open, 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 open tonight by fire in the name of Jesus. Heaven over my prayer. Open by fire in the mighty name of Jesus. Heaven over my prayer. Open, 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 open. Open by fire tonight in the name of Jesus. Let the heaven over my prayer. Open by fire in Jesus' name. We are praying. Say, I decree and I declare. Say, I decree and I declare. As I open my mouth in prayer tonight, answer shall fall from heaven in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. The Bible said, the moment Jabez cried to the Lord, he had four prayer requests. The Bible said, God granted his request. Tonight, as we open our mouth, Father, answer us by fire. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray that prayer. Father, answer me by fire. Answer us by fire. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray, 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 pray. Open your mouth and pray, 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 pray. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Beloved, in the time like this, please tonight, I don't want us to joke with prayer at all. In the time like this, there is need to increase our tempo in prayers. In the time like this, we could not afford to allow the enemy to continue to prevail. In the time like this, our families, our close friends, our relatives, they need our prayers. So please, if you cannot pray tonight, you are deceiving yourself. I want us to lift up our voice and pray with like a wounded lion. Because tonight, in the name of Jesus, shall mark the end of affliction in somebody's life, in the name of Jesus. I said tonight, O Lord, shall mark the end of affliction in somebody's life, in the name of Jesus. Aha! I want you to pray number one prayer point like this. Don't tell me that you have prayed the prayer before. I want you to pray seriously. Because something is about to happen. This moment, the enemy are waging war. The number of death rates are increasing in every nation. Because somebody, the powers, they are killing people utterly. The issue of this coronavirus is a terrible issue. That people are dying daily. Daily. There is serious affliction. I decree tonight, every demon of coronavirus around anyone in your house, around your family, around your destiny, tonight that demon shall fall down and die. In the name of Jesus, you are going to pray number one prayer like this. Say, every evil grave. When they prepare grave, I saw in the news tonight in Italy, they were using the army soldier, it's an army brand, to carry coffin, to go and bury people. Why? A particular unseen demon killed them without a... Say, every evil grave that is dug for me and my family, whoever dig the grave, enter in by fire! Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Every grave he has preached that they have done for me and my family. Anyone that did grave, oh yeah, enter, 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 Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. Pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. Don't joke with this prayer, please. Pray that prayer. The only solution is prayer. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are going to say this online that clear. Say, every angry demon that is killing people on a daily basis. Say, every angry demon that is killing people on a daily basis. You are a liar. Die in the name of Jesus. Every angry demon that is killing people on a daily basis. Oh yeah, die. You, the angry demon of coronavirus, killing people on a daily basis. Oh yeah, die in the name of Jesus. Open your water, pray that prayer for yourself. Please help yourself tonight. Help yourself tonight. We are praying against graveyard spirits in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Number 3 prayer point. Pray this one loud and clear. Say, you that arrow of coronavirus moving from one person to the other. Say, you that arrow of coronavirus moving from one person to the other. Hear the word of the Lord. Die by fire in the name of Jesus. I am not your candidate. My family are not your candidates. Oh yeah, die. You that demon. You that angry arrow of coronavirus. My family is not your candidate. Oh yeah, die by fire in the name of Jesus. Die. Open your mouth, pray. Masaka taya baba baba. Rekezeke lebo. Makoso toria kabaso toriaba. Mapoka la rikbos. Pray. Aha. Pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. In Jesus. Mighty devil, pray. Isaiah 53 verse 5. He said, but he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. I am praying for anyone connected to us tonight. By the power in the blood of Jesus, that anyone afflicted with this chain, medical has failed, political they have failed, but in the name that is above every other name, he said he has given us a name that is above every other name. At the mention of that name, we don't need to write down the name. Just mention the name. Every knee must bow. Every tongue can confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Therefore, tonight I stand on the rock of ages to make the declaration concerning the name. That concerning anyone here, any of your family member, that the enemy has listed to be killed by these values. In the name of Jesus, your Lord will deliver us. In the name of Jesus, we shall be delivered. In the name of Jesus, you are going to turn into prayer. I beg you, don't joke with this tonight prayer. Tonight prayer is a serious prayer. Say, every killer virus that has determined to end my life, you are a liar. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. Every angry virus, every killer virus that is determined to end my life, to end my children's life, to end my wife's life, to end my ministry, you are a liar. Oh yeah, da. Mommy, pray that prayer. See that in breath. Please pray that prayer. Mapoka lebro sotoria baba. Mazeke lebo sotorike bo sotoria. Every killer virus that is determined to end my life, you are a liar. Die by fire. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Mapoka lebro sotoria baba. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say, by the power in the blood of Jesus, My family are protected. In the name of Jesus. My family, they are protected. My church members, they are protected. My home and my family, they are protected against the killer disease. In the mighty name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, they are protected. They are protected. They are protected. They are protected. In the name of Jesus. Oh, they are protected. Masakataya bababa. Marekezeketebo sotoria kababa. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus, mighty name, we are praying. You are going to pray the next one like this. The Bible says in Acts chapter 16, verse 25. Acts 16, 25. It said, Paul and Silas, they pray the prayer, and the whole prison door, they are shaking. Every church is now, they have multitudes in the churches. Why can only Paul and Silas pray a prayer? And yet something happened, and the whole church are praying, nothing happened. Why? Because the power of God has been deleted. I pray the Lord will have mercy upon us. You are going to cry to the heavens. He said, when two of you shall agree on anything on earth, it shall be confirmed in heaven. I want to pray this one loud and clear. Say, every strong power behind coronavirus, by the power in the blood of Jesus, fall down and die in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Every strong power behind corona disease, every strong power behind some coronavirus, by the power and the blood of Jesus, oh yeah, fall down, die, 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 fall down and die. My prayer, pray. My sister, pray that prayer. Pray that prayer for yourself. Help yourself tonight. Help yourself tonight. Help yourself tonight. You are here for yourself. In Jesus' name, we pray. You are going to pray this next prayer point. Don't say it doesn't concern you. It's to pray against arrow of untimely death. Somebody called me about 1 hour ago. He said a member of that church at 51 died of that evil disease this morning. This day, was it on Saturday? 51 years old. A woman that is promising. I did the news again today. Somebody of 16 years old was afflicted. I don't know which nation. It might be here or it might be in India. I can't remember. But a 16-year-old girl was killed because of diarrhea. Why? Those are the harrow of premature death that have been fired from satanic coma. I want you to pray this prayer. It's to send the arrow back tonight. If you don't send it back, you don't know where this thing is going now. We can see the way they detail it in the TV as it's growing slowly. It is penetrating and increasing the grave. Imagine in UK alone, almost 1,000 people. You are going to pray. Say, arrow of premature death that have been released from satanic coven, waiting for a day to connect with my family. You are a liar. Back to your sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow of premature death released from satanic coven, waiting for maturity date to hit me and my family. Oh yeah, go back to sender. The arrow of premature death must go back. It must go back. Enough is enough. It must go back. It must go back. Arrow of premature death fired from satanic coven to mature against me and my family, to collide with me and my family. Oh yeah, go back to sender in the name of Jesus. Hope you want to pray. Aha, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are going to pray the next one. Say this one loud and clear. Say, every arrow of untimely death that has determined to kill me this year, say, arrow of untimely death that has determined to kill me this year, you are a liar. Die by fire. Open your mouth, pray in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth, pray. Ma poka lehe mo soto riake sababa. Zike le mo soto rike mo. Mo popo soto pray. In the name of Jesus, ma suka lele. Zike le mo soto ria baba. Father, we pray tonight in the name of Jesus. Every arrow, also standing dead. Every arrow of standing dead. Fired against my life. For me to cry this year over my family. For me to cry this year over my children. For me to cry this year over my wife. For me to cry this year over my member of the church. For me to cry this year over this prayer life. You are a liar. Scatter. In the name of Jesus. Open your heart and pray. Aha. In Jesus. Mighty name we are praying. I have a word for somebody here. Thank you, Jesus. I decree by the mandate of heaven, every agenda of eaters of flesh and drinkers of blood against your life, against your family, against your children, against your health, today agenda is scattered. I command the agenda to scatter. I command it to scatter. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praised. You are going to pray this next prayer point loud and clear. Say, witchcraft-sponsored sickness. Say, witchcraft-sponsored sickness. In my life, die by fire. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus. Pray. Witchcraft-sponsored sickness in my life. Die. Open your mouth and pray. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' name, we are praying. The Bible says, Isaiah 49. It declares, it says, in Isaiah 49, verse 24-25. Isaiah 49, 24-25. It says, shall the prey be taken from the mighty, or the captive of the righteous be delivered? He said, but thus saith the Lord, verse 25, even the captive of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prayer of the terrible shall be delivered. He said, for I will contend with those that contend with you. Any corona contending with any one of us, in the name of Jesus, God shall contend with them tonight, in the name of Jesus. He said, for I will contend with those that contend with you, and I will save your children. I am praying for everyone here tonight. Whether you have your children yet or not, whether you are still single, it doesn't matter. I am speaking prophetically to the future of your children. In the name that is above every other name, any power that wants you to know the graveyard of your children, any power that says you will see your children die, I command the power to die. They shall die. In the name of Jesus. He said, for I will contend with those that contend with you, and I will save your children. You are going to pray this next one for yourself. Say, any evil visitor in my dream escorting me to the mortuary. Beloved, if you had a dream that you see those who are dead in the dream, you see those who are your dead uncle, your dead mama, your dead grandmother, your dead this, your dead that, these are the power that are escorting people to burial ground. They escort people to cemetery. They escort people to mortuary. You are going to pray this. Be angry as you pray this prayer. Say, every evil visitor appearing in my dream, in order to escort me to the mortuary, you are a liar! Die by fire! Open your mouth and pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus, command them to die. Aha! I love the way you are praying that prayer. Pray. You that visitor that you did not imagine. Master Kataya Baba. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' name, we pray. Some of us, let me give an example of that evil visitor. They will not come to you, except those who are just married and believing God for the fruit of the womb. They will not come to you when you and your husband are okay. You wait. You will be expecting, oh, you try to miss your period this month. Something is coming up. And suddenly, they just appear. I know if it's sitting everywhere, the thing will just appear. Blah, like that. Some few days. Whether you are pregnant or not, it doesn't matter. It will just appear. The evil visitor will sleep with that lady. In the second day, pregnancy will jump down. Why? What? I am praying for somebody here tonight. I don't know the visitor that appeared to spoil good things in your life. In the name that is above every other name. After tonight, my book, you shall see them no more. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. They might appear to spoil a contract. They might appear to spoil a relationship. They might appear to stop good things in your life. They might appear to spoil your health. And once they sleep with the lady, with all these spiritual husband, spiritual wife, once they sleep with the lady, they pollute the body. That can resolve to somebody who is not married. They say the person is so going through operation of maybe fibroid. You are going to pray. Ah, say any evil visitor that is always appearing in my dreams to spoil good things in my life. You are a liar. Some are sort of die. Open your mouth and pray the prayer. Some are sort of die. Some are sort of die. In the name of Jesus, evil visitor appearing in my dream to spoil good things. Oh yeah, da, 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 da. In the name of Jesus, da, 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 da. Die by fire, die by fire, by fire. Aha, yes, 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 yes. What is that? Die in Jesus' name. We are praying. Ha, I have a word again for somebody here. Before we move to the next prayer point, I decree, though the Bible says, he that diggeth a pit shall suddenly fall into it. Therefore, I decree to somebody's life here. I don't know who have constructed the coffin for you and your family in the spirit realm. In the name that is above every other name, as you say a sevenfold amen to this prayer, I don't know who has constructed evil coffin for you and your children, for you and your family. In the name that is above every other name, they will enter the coffin tonight in the name of Jesus. They shall die. 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 They shall die in the name of Jesus. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. You are going to pray this next one. We are going to deal with dream before we go to another session tonight. Say, every problem in my life that is related to evil dreams. Ha! The Bible says, while men slept, the enemy, they come. They saw tears among their way. The Bible says, and they walked away. And when the dream were now growing up together, it got to a point they asked questions. Did we not plant good seed into this place? The Bible says, Jesus answered, yes, though you planted good things there, but the enemy has done this. I don't know the damage that they have done to your career. I don't know the damage they have done to your destiny. I don't know why you have put your head and the enemy has confronted you. In the name that is above every other name, the God that turned the destiny of madman of Gadara into a great evangelist, today God will step into your place. I said, God will step into your case. I said, God will step into your case. I said, God will step into your case tonight. In the name of Jesus, you are going to turn into prayer. Ha. Say, every horrible dream of death that is affecting my life now. Ha. You are a liar. Die. In the name of Jesus. Horrible dream of death affecting my life, affecting my marriage, affecting my career, affecting my destiny, affecting my ministry. You are a liar. Da, 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 da. In Jesus. But in name we pray. You are still praying. You are going to pray this one now. Say this one. Bible said, thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established. Unto you. Say, I decree and I declare. I shall not die. I will live to share my testimony. You are going to say it seven times. Seven times. Seven means perfection. So don't miss any word at all. I repeat myself before you start. Say, I shall not die. Say, I decree and I declare. I shall not die, but live to declare my testimonies. in the name of Jesus. Are you ready to go? 1, 2, 3, go! I shall not die, but live. And to declare my testimony. In the name of Jesus, I shall not die, but live to declare my testimony. In the name of Jesus, I shall not die, but live to declare my testimony. In the name of Jesus, I shall not die, but live to declare my testimony. In the name of Jesus, I shall not die, but live to declare my testimony. In the mighty name of Jesus, I shall not die, but live to declare my testimony. In the name of Jesus, I shall not die, but live to declare my testimony. In Jesus precious name, we are prayed. We are going to pray the next level of prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's thank God for that session. Let's thank God for that session and take the next prayer point like this. In Jesus' name, we pray. I thank God for somebody that joined this prayer tonight. I don't know who you are, but the Egyptian you saw before calling this prayer line tonight, you shall see them no more in Jesus' name. Before I go to the next session of prayer, I want us to open Exodus chapter 3, please. Exodus chapter 3. I want us to pray that, to pray at the next level of prayer. Exodus chapter 3. Aha. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Exodus 3, verse 7. Verse 7. Exodus 3, verse 7. And the Lord said, you know one thing? Once God has spoken, nothing will happen again. You go and sleep, go and rest. And the Lord said, Exodus 3, verse 7. I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry. By the reason of their taskmaster, for I knew their sorrow. So the good news tonight is that God is telling you and I that no matter what you are believing me for, I have seen your afflictions. I have heard your cry. But what will God now do to answer after seeing your affliction? Verse 8 answers the question. And I, the King of Kings, and I, the Lord of Lords, and I, the Alpha and the Omega, I, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Jews. I am praying for somebody tonight. Hey, before we share the grace into that prayer line, the Lord will come down for your rescue in the name of Jesus. He said, I've come down to deliver my people out of the hand of the Jews and bring them up out to the land, onto the good land, and I've showed them. Thank you, Jesus. You are going to pray the next prayer point like this. Masakata ya ba 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 ba. Say, oh Lord, my Father, by the power in the blood of Jesus, arise and deliver me from every form of captivity in my life in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Father, arise and deliver me. God said, I have come down to deliver my people. Father, come down to deliver me. Oluwa dasho rabi oluwa. Oluwa dasho rabi oluwa. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In the name that is above every other name. Masakata ya ba 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 ba. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' name. We pray. You are going to pray this all out and clear. Say, powers that has determined to waste my life. Say, powers that is determined to waste my life. You are a liar. Die. In the name of Jesus. Pray. Every power that has determined to waste my life, to waste my blessing, to waste my blessings, to waste my resources. You are a liar. Da-da-da-da-da-da. In the name of Jesus. Powers that has determined to waste my life. You are a liar. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray, my sister. Pray that prayer. The power that has determined to waste your life will be wasted. They shall be wasted. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Beloved, if you are scared, don't pray this next prayer. Just keep quiet. But if you are determined that, okay, enough is just enough, please open your mouth and pray this prayer. If you are tired of what you are passing through, that you desire a sudden change, pray the prayer. But if you are scared, don't, please don't pray it. Nobody's even hearing anybody anyway, so just don't pray it. I want to lift up your voice to those who cares about this prayer. The Bible said, the year King Uzziah died, Isaiah saw the Lord. The man operated for 6 chapters without seeing the Lord, and 5 chapters without seeing the Lord as a prophet, but he could not see the Lord. But the year King Uzziah died, he was able to see the Lord. The year the rain could not fall until Elijah killed 400 prophets of Baal. Wow! Somebody must go down for your testimony to arise. So if you are scared, don't pray. You are going to say this all loud and clear. Say, whoever is due to die in my father's house, for my story to be better than this. Hey, I beg you, the name of the Lord, don't joke with this prayer. Say, whoever is due to die in my father's house, for my story to be better than this. Ah, you are a liar. Die in the name of Jesus. I don't care who you are. Oh yeah, die. Now you know why we need to pray that prayer. I beg you, pray that prayer seriously. In the name of Jesus. Don't joke with this prayer at all. At all. Yes. Oh, pray what? Pray that prayer. Pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Number 2, similar prayer point. Now for mother's house. If you are here, you are married already, please include your in-law side this time around, because we don't know where the battle is coming from. A pastor one day told us one story. He said he just got fed up of his life one day, and he brought an ordinary water house. He knew that he was a millionaire, but the whole thing just got crashed suddenly. He brought ordinary water out. Ordinary water. Meanwhile, in his house back in Nigeria at that time, there's brother, cousin, nephew, everybody living in that place. But he knew that because they all gathered around him because his life was better. But suddenly, everything got crashed to the extent that a person that has been giving thousands of money out almost begin to break. So he now brought ordinary water. He was fed up. So when you are not fed up with the situation will remain unchanged. He brought the water in the sitting room. I'm sure he was praying for about 3 days. And they brought the water in there. He said he now gathered everybody one night in the house. He said, come to the sitting room. I have prayed over this water. They told me that there is somebody in this house that is behind all our downfall. He was so desperate. Ordinary water. He did not mix anything with the water at all. All in the bowl. He said, so I've concluded that whoever is a witch in this house, whoever is a wizard in this house, I don't care who you are. Once you drink the water, you die. That's it. So you now begin to call them one by one. You go, drink. You go, drink this. That is a man that is desperate for a change. When he got to the girl's store, she said she's not drinking. Ah, why? She began to confess that she was behind all that downfall. A man's worst enemies are the members of his household. Until when do you fight this battle? That's why I say whosoever. I don't know who you are. It could be anybody. I did not mention anybody's name, but anyone that is behind my problem must die. That's it. You touch me, you die by fire. You are going to pray that prayer number 2. Say, any man, any woman that need to die, hey, say, whoever need to die for my life to be better than this, you are a liar. Die by fire. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. Pray. In the name of Jesus. Die. Aha, pray. In the name of Jesus, die. Whoever is responsible for my situation, in my father's house, in my mother's house, you must die. 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 In the name of Jesus. Aha. In Jesus' name, we pray. We pray some prayer in Mountain of Fire. Many people don't know the meaning of that prayer. And everything, every prayer, every prayer point you hear from Mountain of Fire, they are scriptural. Singular, they are all scriptures. I want to show you something before we pray the next prayer point in the scripture. It is possible for people to take your name to a witch doctor for you to be tampered with. Whether you believe it or not, it doesn't change, it doesn't matter. But let me show you something in the Bible. Open your Bible to the 1 Samuel chapter 18. 1 Samuel chapter 18. Chapter 28, sorry. 1 Samuel chapter 28. 1 Samuel chapter 28. I want to show you somebody that took a name of somebody to the altar. They took a name of somebody to the altar. 1 Samuel chapter 28. I don't have much time to pray tonight. The Lord will give us more time to pray. Thank you, Jesus. And I pray for somebody here tonight. I don't know whoever is taking your name about in order to make sure that nothing good come out of you. In the name that is above every other name, heaven will silence them tonight in the name of Jesus. I say heaven will silence them tonight in the name of Jesus. I say heaven will silence them tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree by the mandate of heaven, in the name that is above every other name, whoever is going about with the list of your names, going about with your picture, going about with anything about you, I decree by the mandate of heaven, in the name that is, they will be wasted in the name of Jesus. They will be wasted in the name of Jesus. They will be wasted in the name of Jesus. Aha. Thank you, Lord. Now let's go to 1 Samuel chapter 28. Let me just, I will just keep, it's the story of when Saul went to go and look for a witch doctor, his father was part of the prophet. It's a long story, but I will just cut it short. In verse 8, let me start from verse 8. No, let me start from verse 7. Saul said, 1 Samuel 28 verse 7, Saul then said to his attendants, find me a woman who is a medium, a sorcerer, a witch doctor. That's with all medium. So that I may go and inquire of her. And they told her, they told him, there is one woman in Endon, they say. Ah, I don't know who is referring your case to any coven. Heaven will shatter their life in the name of Jesus. In verse 8, Saul, being the king at that time, disguised himself, putting on other clothes, and at night he and two other men went to the woman. They consulted a spirit for me. He said, consult a spirit for me. And he said, and bring up for me the one I will name. Consult a spirit for me and said to him, bring up the one I will give his name to you. Give utter, I am paying for everyone on the line tonight. Hey, whoever is presenting your name in any coven, in any altar, in any witch doctor, in any witchcraft, everyone will scatter them in the name of Jesus. He said, bring me up the one I will name. He has not mentioned the name. But he must lie. But the woman said to him, surely you know Saul, what Saul has done. He has cut off all the medium and the spirit from the land. What does that mean? That means before, when he was still with the Lord, he has sent all the witch doctors, the medium, the spirit, he has sent them away out of the land. He said, you, Saul, have cut off the medium. 1 Samuel chapter 28, verse 9 now. 1 Samuel 28, verse 9. He said, he has cut off all the medium and the spirit from the land. Why have you set a trap for my life to bring about my death? 1 Samuel chapter 28, verse 9. In verse 10, Saul, because he was desperate, he swore to her by the Lord. He said, as surely as the Lord lives, you will not be punished for this. Then the woman asked him, Saul, whom shall I bring up for you? panicking greater than before. Who do you want to consult? And the man answered, he said, bring up Samuel. He presented Samuel's name. That's why I said it is very possible for some people to take your name to one world after the other. That is the next level of prayer I want to pray. I don't know who they are, but tonight, anyone that has presented your name to any coven, anyone that has presented your name to any altar, in the name of Jesus, the fire of God will scatter the altar tonight. Listen to this. Nina said, when the woman saw Samuel, she cried out of her voice and said to Saul, why have you deceived me, you Saul? Said the king, said to her, don't be afraid. What do you see? The woman said, I see the ghostly figure coming up in the heart. Anyway, that's not the story. The story is that he came to present a particular name to the altar. I don't know what's taking your name about. That things are not working maritally. I don't know who I'm taking your name about. That financially you are struggling. I don't know who I'm taking your name about. That says literally you will not make it. In the name that is above every other name, they will die together. In the name of Jesus, I said they will die together. In the name of Jesus, I said they will die together. In Jesus' name, we are praying. So that is what's going to lead us to the next level of prayer. So please don't with this prayer. You see, it is very possible. They take your name. You are going to pray this one loud and clear. Say, any power that I vowed for my village, saying I will never make it in life. Say, any power that I vowed from my village, saying I will not make it in life. You are a liar. Die. In the name of Jesus, every power that I vow from the village that will never make it in another kingdom, in any nation I go, you are a liar. Mommy, pray that prayer. Any power that I vow with their life from my father's house, from my mother's house, from my village, saying I will never rise up to make it, you are a liar. In Jesus' name, they are praying. We are praying. The Bible says Saul presented a name to the altar. Say, whosoever has taken my name and the name of my children to any altar, you are a liar. Run mad and die in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer, please. Pray that prayer. Anyone that has taken my name to any altar from one place or the other, you are a liar. Die. They've taken my wife's name. They've taken my wife's name. They've taken my destiny. They've taken my children's name. Oh yeah, die by fire. Die. Holy Ghost, fire. Destroy the altar in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Aha. Yes. In Jesus' name, we are praying. This next prayer point is to deliver yourself and your family. Say, anywhere they have buried my names. Anywhere they have buried the names of my brothers. Anywhere they have buried the name of my children. Anywhere they have buried the name of my siblings. Hear the word of the Lord. Holy Ghost fire, deliver me and my family in the name of Jesus. Open your water, pray. Anywhere they have buried our names in our village that is making things difficult for me and my family, you are a liar. Da. In the name of Jesus, pray. I free my sisters, I free my brothers, I free my members, I free my family, I free my children. In the name of Jesus, I free myself, I free my wife from that evil package. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Number three of that prayer point. You are going to say this up for yourself. If your own urgent problem is finances, mention your finances. If your urgent problem, that is, so when they ask you, please, rate your problem 1, 2, 3. That's number one, please, is what I want you to preach with this problem. If God can just sort out this one, and the rest is easy. This is if there's somebody in the foreign land, you are believing God for job. You know what? And you are jumping from one place to the other, there is no paper to walk around. You say, Father, if you can only sort out this paper, I know my life will be peaceful. I can be able to look at some other things. That is your most urgent need. That's where the next prayer point is working to come from. I want you to gather your strength and pray this next prayer point loud and clear. Say, every altar of darkness, speaking against my marriage. Every altar of darkness, speaking against my life. Every altar of darkness, speaking against my destiny. Anyone of the Lord, scatter by fire. Open your mouth and pray. Against my finances, against my health, against my destiny, against my peace. Oh, yes, scatter. Open your mouth and pray. Pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. Pray. You better pray that prayer. Something is happening already. Pray that prayer. Tonight is your night. Something must happen in your life. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Thank you, Jesus. Every altar of darkness speaking against your destiny, against your children, against your life, against your destiny, against your marriage, against your finances, against your paper. Oh, yes, scatter the altar by fire. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Next prayer point. I prayed this prayer before, and I want us to pray again. Several testimonies came after the prayer. And I decree, as you pray the prayer with aggression in your power, especially if the prayer has got to do with your case, please, I will advise you, even after we drop the prayer line, continue to pray that singular prayer point. If it affects you, you are going to lift up a voice with anger in your spirit. Shout this next one without any power to apologize to any power. Say this one loud and clear. Say, powers that normally organize battles each time I am moving forward in life. They just wait for you. They will, when you are packaging the battle, they will not, the progress, they will not see anything. When you collect the application form, they will not see anything. When you fill the form, they will not see anything. But they will wait until you are about to make progress in life. They will not rise up battle. Say, powers that's always organizing battles. Each time I'm making progress in life, you are a liar. Die by fire. Now you know why we need to pray that prayer. Every power that battle, that always arise when I'm moving forward, you are a liar. Die. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Look at what is happening already. Masakataya Baba. Thank you, my sister. I love you when you pray that prayer. I am praying in Jesus' name. We are praying. I pray for a particular sister here tonight. The Bible said in Exodus chapter 3, verse 7, 8, sorry, he said, I have come down to deliver my people. Because of the prayer you have prayed tonight, the battle that's always arising, each time you want to make progress in life, you want to go to university, they arise. You want to get married, they arise. You want to do good, they arise. Each time you are not doing it, they will just keep quiet. But once you make up the matter to do it, they will arise. I decree tonight, God will arise for your sake. In the name of Jesus, God, we are right for the sake. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Pray this next one. Say, battles that I cannot explain in my life expire. That's the prayer point. That's the prayer point. You know that some of us, naturally or physically, we are okay. But when they get to doctor, see, doctor will say, you are very okay, everything is fine, your liver, your own, but you know yourself that you are sick, something is wrong. That you are very sick. It is because there are some battles you might not be able to explain. You are going to pray. Say battles that I cannot explain about my life. Ah! That is going on in my life right now. Expire by fire in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Let the battle expire. Let the battle expire. Let the battle expire. Let the battle expire. Open your mouth, my sister. The battle must expire. 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 Open your mouth and pray. Aha! That is it. That is it. In Jesus' name. We are praying. Next one, we have three more prayer points that will round up tonight with one announcement or the other. Say this all loud and clear. Say spirit of almost there. That I've been fighting my life day and night. Say spirit of almost there. That I've been fighting my life. Leave me alone and die in the name of Jesus. Leave me alone. Die. 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 Aha. Pray. The spirit of almost there that I've been fighting my life. Enough is enough. Oh yeah, die by fire. Die by fire. Die by fire. Die, 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 die. Die by fire. Aha. Yes, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Two more prayer points. Say arrow of constant disappointment that I've been fighting my life. Go back to sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow of constant disappointment that I've been fighting my life. Oh yeah, go back tonight. Aha. Yes. Pray. Aha. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Ah, before we pray the last prayer point, I want us to get ourselves ready now. Two things to do today. Let me give you just only one announcement. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Beloved, because of this COVID-19 issue, because of the COVID-19 issue that we are all going to be at home, by the grace of God, continue praying for me. I am believing God that from next week, we'll be having this prayer line twice in a week. To the glory of the Almighty God. The first day will be on Monday. The second day will be on Thursday like this. And those 2 days, the time will be a bit changed. Normally we have it 11 to 12, but the time will now be 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. So that those who want to pray some day, that prayer, can pray that prayer. I repeat myself, the prayer will start from 10 p.m., not 11 anymore. If you join 11, we have already shared the grace. 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. started on Monday and on Thursday. But that does not stop the Tuesday one for the singles, please. Don't forget that. That one is just for the single Tuesday, 8:30 to 9:30. But the major one, the general one, like the Jabez prayer, is from 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. on Mondays and on Thursday. So that we are going to pray the last prayer for now. If you don't understand, collect my number and call me for clarity. I've explained myself. But before we pray the last prayer point, I decree tonight, hey, Yakasataba, in the name that is above every other name, whether you say a big amen or not, your story is about to change for good. In the name of Jesus, you are going to pray the last prayer point like this. And whenever you are, please, I want you to lift up your 2 hands to the heavens. I cannot see you. Nobody can see you. But by faith, please, just lift your hand to the heavens. It's a sign of surrender. Say, my father, my maker. Say, my father, my maker. Yeah, arise in your power. And deliver me from all form of trouble. in the name of Jesus. Father, arise and deliver me, O Lord, from all our trouble. Father, Lord, deliver me, deliver me, deliver me. Deliver me, O Lord, from all form of trouble. In the name of Jesus. Father, by your mercy, by your grace, by your power, Father, deliver me. 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 In the name of Jesus, deliver me. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name, it is done. Ha! I cover you with the blood of Jesus. No evil shall befall you. No virus will come your dwelling place. Beloved, if need be, please stay in your houses. The hand of God will be upon you there. The doorstep of your house is anointed by the blood of Jesus, and the name of the Lord shall be glorified in your life. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Don't forget, please, the next time we are meeting will be on Monday, 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. Then Tuesday for the singlehood, 8:30 to 9:30. And on Thursday, by the grace of God, 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. as go on. Let's see how long this COVID-19 will go on for. And I believe that before Monday, there is somebody here you will laugh last in the name of Jesus. Invite someone to join you on the night. It is well with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Shall we share the grace and fellowship? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. God bless you all. Hallelujah. 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 God bless you. Have a wonderful night.
Myself, my family, with the blood of Jesus, you shall not be followed in Jesus' name. Now move on to the step.